531.
We're joined now by Dr. Laupepa Va'a, Public Health Medicine Specialist with the Ministry of Health, and who has been seconded to the National Health Coordination Centre, a global Pacific team for COVID-19, for an update from the Ministry of Health. Maroso fua Laupepa, and thank you so much for your time this morning.
Thank you very much, and talofa ma'a, and to your audience as well. Good morning.
Good morning. Firstly, Laupepa, number of cases amongst our Pacific community currently, please.
Yeah, sure. So as of yesterday, Wednesday the 13th of May, so you, as you know, New Zealand had 1,497 cases, and of those cases, about 80 of them are identified as Pacific peoples. So that represents about 5%.
Now that the country is in alert level 2, Laupepa, how will that work for visits to GP or the hospital now?
Yeah, so I think there's actually, even though we're moving to level 2, I think there's a lot of things that will remain the same. The best thing to do is get in touch with the hospital about what their visiting hours are and what their policies are, because it'll be different for different hospitals. And that's for the same for the GPs. So I think the important thing to remember is that even though some of the restrictions are relaxing, and we heard about some of those yesterday from the Prime Minister and Dr. Ashley Bloomfield, I think the important thing is that we still maintain the things we've been doing in alert level 4 and alert level 3. And that is obviously the physical distancing and all the things about hand hygiene and cough etiquette. And if we are sick, make sure we stay home, but get in touch with our GPs or Healthline to get the best advice about how to go forward.
Now, an update on our CBAC in communities with high Pacific populations, test being carried out, etc., please. Oh, and CBAC, once again, the acronym for...
Community-Based Assessment Centres, yeah, or clinics. So that's basically where we can go to get tested. That's one of the things we wanted to do. It's a bit different from normal, is to make sure that people had access to the testing. And I can say that it's probably really good to see that our Pacific peoples have really engaged with that. They have one of the probably the highest testing rates in the country, at about 46 per 1,000, which is really good compared to the other ethnic groups. And I think that represents that, you know, our communities have taken on board what the message is about COVID-19 and have really engaged with that process. And I think it's good news that even as the testing has ramped up, our numbers have stayed relatively low. So that's a good sign.
A good sign too that we as a Pacifica community, you know, social distancing is not the norm for us, but that we are adhering generally, which is good. We hear about, you know, South Seas, the testing centre there, but across the country, have you found or seen that our Pacifica communities are going and getting themselves tested in other areas, Laupepa?
I think it's been fairly similar around the country. So I think, you know, it's not just in certain areas. I think the Pacific communities are really engaged with the process, and that's been encouraging because it's a new process. And when things are new and you don't really know much about them, it's hard to get that really good uptake. But I think people have gotten the message about COVID-19 and taken on board some of those important public health messages, especially around social distancing and physical distancing and hygiene. Not just for themselves, but also to protect their families and the communities as well. So I think, they're engaged quite right across the country, which is really good.
Now, Laupepa, I mentioned at the introduction about your new role, or seconded to the National Health and Coordination Centre, a global Pacific team for COVID-19. Can you tell us more about this organisation and your role within the organisation as well, please?
Yeah, sure. So basically the NHCC, as we call it, it sits within the ministry, and basically it's the team of Ministry of Health employees working with other agencies that have been put together to try and address and provide a response for New Zealand for COVID-19. So there's a lot of different work streams that sit under that, but a team that's been working with the NHCC is the team I'm with. And that's the global health team. One of the things we try to look at is, you know, how can we prepare Pacific peoples across the Pacific region to be ready for COVID. And we've been really fortunate in the Pacific region that we haven't seen as many cases as other in other places internationally. And it's a good sign. A lot of countries don't have any cases at all, which is good. Countries like Samoa, Tonga, Niue. So we've managed to sort of protect those nations from getting their first cases. But I think it's still important going forward that we continue to prepare. And as we relax restrictions here in New Zealand and other places relax restrictions in terms of travel, that we continue to support them. So one of the things, for example, that our team was a part of is that we got to send some people into countries. So a team went to Niue and a team went to the Cook Islands. And we did things like training for the staff there. We ran through some protocols on how to manage public health situations for COVID. And we got to look around the hospitals. And it was really good. And we got to do some really good community sessions. So that's kind of the thing we're sort of been working on. So it's not just about our Pacific communities here in New Zealand. It's also about, you know, what are we doing for the region?
Would that include like sharing of resources and ongoing communications and just making sure like, you know, Pan Pacific or the Pacific region, everyone's sort of like on the same page, Lau Pepa?
Yeah, absolutely. One of the things I'm mindful of is that the countries have been really interested in what New Zealand's doing and their response. And because we're sort of ahead of them in terms of where we are with COVID-19, we can sort of feedback some of the things that we've found useful in our response. Obviously, we have a lot of material and resources that are already translated. So some of that we can share. Obviously, they have to adapt that for their own situation and country. But, you know, that's one of the things that's been really useful.
And if we're looking at a global scale, Lau Pepa, you know, if reading a lot of overseas media reports, New Zealand is being, you know, held up as sort of like the poster child in terms of how, you know, we've managed the COVID-19 and kept our numbers, you know, in terms of cases and deaths relatively low.
Yeah, and I think that is representative of a really engaged community with the response. So it's not just about the government, it's not just about what the health sector is doing. For all that stuff to work, communities have to be engaged. And that's one of the important things that was highlighted by the World Health Organization right at the beginning of the pandemic. So, you know, I think it means that people have taken on board the message and they've really worked together to make sure that we, you know, get to a point here where we're almost down to, you know, only a few cases or no cases per day from where we were early in April. So I think that's really the good news story here is that, you know, communities have gotten on board, including our Pacific communities. So that's really reassuring and pleasing to hear and see.
Lau Pepa, have you had much interaction with Dr. Ashley Bloomfield? And if so, tell us about this man who's become like the, you know, the media darling, the rock star of, you know, health communications, you know, for New Zealand. He's been a, you know, a constant voice alongside the Prime Minister over this pandemic, very reassuring, very expert commentary, you know, very knowledgeable man. And it's great to have, you know, someone like that to bring that reassurance.
Yeah, no, I agree. He's become somewhat of a celebrity around the ministry, absolutely, but also now around the country. And you just have to look on social media and see sort of all the feedback that's come through. Ashley is a public health physician as well, so he's obviously got the knowledge around these sorts of situations. But yeah, he's been a fantastic leader. I have on occasion had the chance to sort of have a chat with him every now and then. But yeah, he's a very busy man, so got to keep him on his toes sometimes. But yeah, he's been great.
Awesome. And of course, final key messages or takeaways, please, Lau Pepa, for our listeners and online viewers this morning, please.
Yeah, sure. So I think the important thing is that to make sure we maintain a lot of the good progress that we've made so far. It's important that even though things are starting to slowly get back to normal, we keep doing the things we've been doing already. And that's physical distancing when we're out and about outside our bubbles, making sure we still maintain good hand hygiene and good cough etiquette. And really important, if we are still sick, stay home, but get in touch with your doctor get in touch with Healthline to give you the best advice going forward.
Dr. Laupepa Ava'a, Public Health Medicine Specialist with the Ministry of Health. Thank you so much for your time this morning, Laupepa. We really appreciate it. And to you and the family, stay safe. Te tele lava, e manu lava le aso. Thank you.
Thank you, Ma'a, and te lava, mo le avanoa, and all the best.